time and our talents and our treasures. Still talking about priorities. Look back at the text with me. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. That's what the Bible says here. Jesus is speaking. Verse 33 and 34. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I think that's a tremendous verse there. I think it's telling us that we ought to seek God first. I think we ought to be trying to find Him, amen. Somebody tell me about God. Because God has something for me, and I am to seek after Him, amen. The young man need to seek after God. The old man need to seek after God. The mom need to seek after God. They need to be seeking after God. And when we seek for God, we'll sure find Him. If we seek Him and search for Him, the Bible said, with all of our heart, we'll find Him. And for some of us, it just may take all of our heart. It just may take coming away from something to find God. But isn't it a priority, I believe, that we find Him in the Word of God, that we ought to seek Him first? How often we don't seek Him first? We go do all those other things, and then we come back. I said to some people, we get the cart before the horse. And that's an oxymoron, preacher. How can that be? But that's what they do. Can you, in your mind, can you see the ox before the cart? Can you see the horse? There's the cart that he's supposed to be pulling, and he's behind the cart. Priority's wrong, isn't it? Would you say the priority's out of place? And in many people's lives today, that's that picture. Priorities. Christian ought to have priorities. And we hear here the great message in the Word of God. Here is, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. Notice verse 34. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. I got to do this. Now some of you, I'm just a preacher this morning. You know that I preach this way because I love people. But I am to be a preacher of a gospel, amen. I am to speak to where we live, amen. Not where somebody else is living, but where we live. And there's so many things today, it's out of whack. Church attendance, amen. It ought to be the one place I keep saying, I've said for years and years, the church is a place where God has created for our wholeness and for our happiness. And how often we don't come back to the place that God has created. I didn't create it. I'm not the maker-upper of the church. Jesus established it, amen. He said it was important for us to be here. I didn't say it. I'm just telling it, amen. A church where I can commit to. A church where I can have a shepherd that will watch over me. A church where I can be accountable. Accountable, preacher. What you talking about? I don't be accountable. But the Bible says that you ought to be accountable to the local church. You ought to be accountable to your pastor. He's your under-shepherd, amen. He's the one that shepherds you. He's the one that ought to be there to marry you and bury you, amen. The shepherd that God places you on. You ought to be on a shepherd. And some of us are not on the shepherd today. We ought to get on the shepherd, amen. And say that this is my shepherd that's leading me spiritually. Amen. I'm just a preacher. That's all I am. But we ought to have someone we can come to and spiritually, amen, to help us. I've got ahead of myself. But may I say again, let me talk again about the priorities just a moment here. Priorities, there's some examples of priorities so you can get another picture, amen. In construction work, there has to be a foundation laid before they can build the building. That's priority. In business, there has to be an understanding to be known about that business before we can start practicing that business. In marriage, yes, in marriage, there has to be a commitment to marriage. Watch it now. Before I can start experiencing the marriage act. God said that I didn't. God, in His Bible, it's a priority again. Well, yeah, God said that, but he that soweth to the flesh, the Bible tells us, is going to reap some things that are not going to be our best interest. And so sad today that we're reaping it, dear Christian friend. The marriage, the commitment. Commitment to who? Commitment to him? Commitment to her? Yeah, commitment. Marriage is about commitment. Marriage is two people covenanting together for a life journey. God, that's God's order. And in the church, in church membership and service, there must be a spiritual birth in order to become a part of the local church. A spiritual birth, born again. That's how you get in. And there are many today that are in churches and they're lost. They're lost and on their way to a devil's hell, and they're going there apart from Christ. Preacher, what can you say that? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And if we keep on going the way we're going, we talked last Wednesday for some of you that wasn't here with us. Wednesday night we talked about, could I say for you that was here, the oldest man in all the world. Who is that, preacher? The old man that lives inside of you and me. He's the oldest man in all the world, and he's still living in you, the Adamic nature, the sin nature, oldest man. And we're talking about the conflict on Wednesday night, the battle that we go through. Even Christians deal with this thing. Would you turn with me to 2 Corinthians 8? And notice verse 1 through 5. Trying to get us to think about priorities this morning. That's all we're talking about. We're talking about things that come first. We're talking about a precedent. And you know, this order here. Lord wants us to, you're here this morning, you're not giving yourself to the Lord. We're talking to you this morning. You're here this morning and you've given yourself to the Lord, but you haven't given yourself to the Lord. Because you're still living unto yourself and not unto the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 1, the Bible says this, for we know that if our earthly house, that's not the verse I want. I'll give you 2 Corinthians, I want 8 is what I want, I'm sorry, 8, chapter 8. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded under the riches of their liberality. For their power I bear record, yea, beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreat that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering of the saints. And here it is right here, verse 5. For this they did, not as we hope, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. Can you see it again? See what I'm talking about? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Have you given yourself to the Lord this morning? I know we live in a sin-cursed world. I know we live in difficulties in this life. I know that seem like the church has done fell apart